The alchemy of menopause. We cannot speak about menopause without first speaking of perimenopause, the process of menopause. Somewhere in your late 30s, early 40s to late 40s, early 50s, you may notice your menstrual cycle changing. You may notice you are more irritable. Your cycle is longer, heavier, a bit more painful. Your hormones begin to change in an effort to create perimenopause. This process also begins right around the midlife crisis, just before midlife crisis, through midlife crisis. Oh, wonderful. You are giving me menopause and midlife crisis at the same time. Yes, we are. They go hand in hand. Your midlife crisis happens right in your early to mid-40s. This process of perimenopause gives you an opportunity to heal, to look at, to examine relationships, the many experiences that you have had in your life thus far. It is a deep state of healing. During this time, working with your menstrual blood can be of utmost healing magic. You see, it is cleansing you of your deep DNA. The ancestors begin to come forward at this time. Oh, they have been around you, certainly so, your entire life, but it is at this age they enter to heal the womb. They enter to change, to alchemize your womb into a hearth. A hearth burns a fire that warms, loves, and holds space at all times. Something that your womb only has a certain shelf life for. Your womb is created to carry you through the midlife crisis, to create on a physical level your children, your career, your marriages, your creativity. That shelf life comes to an end. A death occurs, allowing it to transform into a hearth that burns a creative fire you could not possibly have known before. Hence the hot flashes. It is a birth of greater spiritual being, a union with your ancestors that need healing and can be of healing assistance. The womb is coming to a close in that way. Physical creation becomes artistic, soul-based creation. It is a time to honor your younger self, to say goodbye to her way of creating. Her womb can only hold space for certain things. Your future self holds a greater capacity for love, a greater capacity for healing, for opportunities. You may also find that this time brings a close to certain relationships. Relationships no longer serving you, or relationships needing closure, will come into the fire of the womb to be cleansed, to release themselves, taking this opportunity to heal those relationships allows you a pathway for creation, for your creativity, your artwork, your writing, your deeper relationship to your higher self and to spirit, to the divine infinite intelligence. What consists of this cleansing process of the womb? Physically, there will be an obvious change. You may feel the need to use herbs or go to a doctor to help with some of the symptoms you are experiencing. Natural or otherwise, you are seeking relief from some of the kundalini feeling that begins to ensue, to burn upward at a greater force than was capable before. Before, your kundalini was pointing downward. If you were capable of bringing it upward in meditation, for spiritual growth, for learning about your spiritual gifts, your psychic gifts, your healing gifts, only a certain amount of it was able to travel upward through the spine. Perimenopause cleanses the parts that can cause physical strain or disease, so that menopause may create a greater hearth that will burn upward, allowing the kundalini to point towards the crown chakra, to burn spiritually, to allow a greater connection to the other side and to those ancestors coming forward to guide you deeper into the illusion, but with a greater picture of what is possible. Creating with spirit. You have learned a great deal about will, about life, and about how, whether we like it or not, the divine infinite has a way of bringing us our lessons. You have been humbled a bit. Allow this humbling process to continue. Think of your womb as a constant fire burning, allowing those experiences, past relationships, past healing experiences that need a bit more, allow them to enter the fire of your womb, burning away and releasing through the menstrual blood that you still may be excreting. Even if you are skipping a cycle, 3 months, 6 months, when your cycle returns, use it as the opportunity that perimenopause is. Do an earth ritual with your menstrual blood, releasing it into the earth, offering it to Mother Earth, who has blessed you and gifted you with what you have created so far, your children, your career, your creativity. Have gratitude for what she has blessed you with. Even if you feel as though there is much more for you to create, have gratitude for Mother Earth for what she has given you so far. Send that gratitude into the menstrual blood before you release it into the earth. You may release it on a crystal, on a plant, something that will grow, something that will hold space for this process. This process may continue for 8 to 10 years, allowing yourself that process. Given medically everything is all right, allow yourself the process. Breathe into it. Perimenopause may bring to you your purpose if you have not found it before now. You may all of a sudden begin to feel that you have greater purpose. Something deeper, something more is calling you, allowing Mother Earth to gift you with your purpose. You can also put that into the menstrual blood that you release into the earth during ritual, stirring your own sacred ceremony, putting into that fire unresolved emotions, judgments, fear about your ability to create, about any relationships. If you have ended a marriage, use this time to cleanse yourself of that marriage or any prior marriages, thanking them for the lessons, but putting them into the fire. As you enter menopause, menopause happens when you have not bled for more than 12 months. We will say 12 to 18 months. If you have not bled at all in that time, your symptoms may begin to change, to become more rapid. You may begin to notice the hot flashes, the sleeplessness at night. Again, if you wish to seek out herbs or assistance with your hormones, that can be helpful. But as naturally as you can, allow the process of menopause to transform you into an elder that has wisdom. Yes, your skin will change. Your hair will change. You are birthing yourself into an elder woman that carries with her knowledge. If you have noticed that you have not bled in this amount of time and these changes are happening, it is safe to say that you have entered the cave of menopause, allowing yourself to work with the menopause meditation, honoring yourself as a woman, as a creator, holding ceremony for yourself in the hearth that you have created. Your heart's ability to hold space for love is greater in menopause, provided you have worked with your healing. It can also become the opposite. If a woman has not or will not work with her healing past, if you have already entered menopause, but you are beginning your spiritual path, allow yourself to go through the process of perimenopause energetically, working with that meditation and then working with this one. The opportunity will still be there. The womb has closed at this time, but healing is still possible. So is the ability to hold your power as a creator, a woman, a healer. The power you have acquired in this lifetime and other lifetimes becomes closed inside of the womb. Once you hit menopause, once it is complete, it is the age of the shaman. You can hold your power without having to release it for physical creation. At menopause, you hold the power of the divine infinite inside of your womb in a greater way than was possible before. Honoring your power, standing in it, offering it to others in a way that also honors you. You make your own rules. You hold your space, your power, your love, sturdier. It can become a place of reverence, those that need love, healing. You may become a grandmother at this age. Your children are creating children. You have passed on the generation, and it is signified by becoming grandmother. The wisdom you now hold in your hearth can be shared through the heart with your grandchildren, your students, those that you have left a legacy behind. If you did not have children, you created a career. You have a creativity. Who were your children that you have left a legacy for? Continue to create that for them in the spiritual sense. You now hold space for your creations, in other words. Your job, even if it is still mother, is also grandmother. Grandmother. She is bigger, more vast, more expansive than mother. She now holds space for her legacy. Those that will carry on her DNA, her teachings, what wisdom she has shared. There is a reason you do not mess with grandma. She holds her power steady. She sees through you with her heart, and she will share her fierce love with her children and her creativity, her students, those that she loves. Become infused with that love, held by that love, as long as they need it. She also holds that love for herself, only allowing into her hearth those that have earned it, earned the right to sit by her fire, earned the right to warm themselves with it. What about your sexuality? Yes, it will change. This does not mean that you are all of a sudden not sexual. It has more meaning inside of it. That energy is more usable by spirit, no longer being used for physical creation. The menopausal woman holds her power until she wants to use it, sexually or otherwise. You are no longer ruled by your sexuality in the same way. You are ruled by your creativity and your connection to spirit. If it is your desire to use that energy sexually, you will use it wiser and with more love. Embrace your sexuality during this time of menopause. Her fire has grown from an egg to a dragon. This dragon slithers up the spine, the kundalini, connecting to spirit, connecting to higher self. Using it sexually can be quite powerful, creating magic with your sexuality during this beautiful change of life. Allow yourself to have a different intention, to connect at the crown chakra during your sexual acts with yourself or with your partner. Feel your power come into your power center. Feel your purpose as a woman grow. Feel yourself as spirit creator. What about the aging that occurs? This is appropriate as well. You agree to come into your human lifetime to move through different stages. Please do not try to keep yourself young. That is an indication that healing is needed. Allow yourself to transition into this more beautiful, more wisdom-filled, more spiritual woman that is elder. We are not saying elderly. Elder, one who has wisdom, one who has the power of priestess in prior lifetimes. How did a high priestess become a high priestess in the time of magic? She gathered her power in her apprenticeship, in her younger years, developing herself, using her spiritual gifts, until she was able to hold the power for her entire village, helping them all to create together. This is the power that you have in menopause, to create anything you want, to create more love, using this power for yourself first, playing with the ability of spirit. Moving forward, if you are still in the stage of perimenopause, working with the first meditation throughout your process of perimenopause, whenever you feel that healing is needed, whenever you feel it physically or spiritually or mentally, emotionally, working with this meditation throughout the process of perimenopause. Once you have entered menopause, having not bled for 12 to 18 months, moving forward with that meditation, honoring, having a ceremony to enter that high priestess, to enter that elder, the woman with wisdom.